This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance in remembering to give God the glory. Recently, I've been talking about how we can accomplish great things in God's strength. And sometimes, though, we can become so overjoyed at a victory or over a certain situation. Maybe there's a particular chapter in our life that is now closed. We forget to genuinely give God the glory because we get caught up in our own strength. And when we turn to the scriptures, we see this is precisely the case with Joshua and the Israelites. So as Joshua is leading the people towards the town of Jericho, he needs those walls to come down. And they indeed do come down, but when they do, Joshua knows that it is God and only God that caused those walls to come down. Now, to the contrary, the Israelites became too overconfident in their own strength. And when they embarked upon the very next battle, they suffered a horrible defeat. So this is what's at risk when we focus more on our own strength and forget to acknowledge that it was God's strength working through us all the time. So the next time we need to be reminded to give God the glory, let us cling to these words. For from him and through him and to him are all things. So to him be the glory forever. Romans 11:36. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, it's God's strength working through you. So don't forget to give him the glory.